Last week we discussed the question, what do I do with these parents? God gave you these parents, and you're stuck with them. They are sinners. They don't always do the right thing. But God says in Ephesians 6, 1 through 3, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may live long in the land. But you may wonder, what does obedience look like? Well, today I'm going to give you 5 keys to obedience. Number 1, obey your parents immediately. This is what we call first-time obedience. When your parents tell you to do something, do it right away. Your parents should never have to ask you twice. Now think about it. If your parents had to ask you 5 times to do something, that means you disobeyed them 4 times, and then you finally obeyed them on the 5th time. So obey your parents immediately. Number 2, obey them cheerfully. No frowns, no crossed arms, no drooping head, dragging your feet. Like we like to say in our family, no hairy eyeballs. Just have a smile on your face and say, yes, mom, or yes, dad. Number 3, obey your parents without complaining. And don't ask why. We have a rule in our house: when mommy or daddy give a command, responding back with the question why is not allowed. Now, you can obey your parents and get the job done, and then after you've obeyed, if you want to come back to them and say, mom, you know, I just am really curious. Why did you want me to clean my room? So after you've obeyed, then it's fine to ask why. There are other inappropriate responses. Do I have to? Or sometimes kids say, I don't want to do that. Or, aw, mom. So no whining. You know, often kids, you don't complain with actual words, but rather with the groanings of a discontent spirit. You go, oh. Or sometimes you don't make any noise at all. It's just on your facial expressions. Number 4, obey your parents completely. When mom asks you to clean your room, clean the whole thing. Make the bed, put the dirty clothes in the bin, clean up the toys, throw away the garbage. Go all the way. Don't leave even a single little piece of paper on the floor, or even one dirty sock. You know, when you're playing and you go to make a puzzle, do you ever get down to that last piece and go, eh, I'm not going to put this one in, and you just throw it away? No. You get down to the last piece, and you're excited. You want to finish off the puzzle. Similarly, finish off the job that your mom or your dad has given you. Get the whole thing done. And number 5, go the extra mile. In Matthew 5:41, Jesus says, and if anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles. Now, back in Bible times, the Romans could force the Jews to carry this stuff for 1 mile. After that mile, the Jews could drop that stuff on the ground and say, carry your own stuff. I did my mile. But Jesus says, do more. Yes, you only have to go 1 mile, but I'm asking you to go the 2nd mile. Do a little extra. When your parents ask you to put away the dishes, do it right away with a song in your heart. But after you're done, then look for something else that you can do. Some little extra thing that you could do that you weren't asked to do. Maybe you could sweep the kitchen or wipe off the table. Maybe you could put away the cereal boxes or pick up some garbage off the floor. Yeah, but I wasn't told to do that. That's true. That's exactly the point. You weren't told to do that. You're doing it to be extra nice, and because Jesus asked you to. Why not surprise your parents and go the extra mile? Maybe you could make your sister's bed for her, or maybe you could clean up your brother's toy. Don't do it just to avoid a spanking or so you don't get in trouble. The fact that to obey, the command in the Bible, to obey, is coupled with the command to honor, implies that this obedience should be done with a right heart attitude. with a desire to please your parents and to honor your God. Ephesians 6 says, obey your parents in the Lord. Obey your parents because you are a Christian. You are in the Lord. Jesus has saved you. He has given you eternal life. You owe him everything. He's forgiven all of your sins. And he says to you, I died on the cross for you. I gave you everything. Will you do something for me? Will you obey these parents that I have given you? I know they're not perfect. I know they're sinners. I know about that time they yelled at you and hurt your feelings. I know about that time that you got in trouble and it wasn't even your fault. But for me, will you obey these imperfect parents that I have given you? Now kids, sometimes you go off to church or to kids camp and you're all excited about God. You're reading your Bible, you're praying, you're excited about going to church, you want to give your money to the missionaries, you're zealous, you're praying, God, whatever you want me to do, I'll do it! I'll go to Africa as a missionary, I'll go to China, I will sell my bike and give the money to the poor. Lord, whatever you want me to do. And God whispers your heart to your heart. Okay. You see those parents over there? If you really want to please me, if you'll really do whatever I want, then here's what I want. I want you to obey those parents that I gave you. Because when you obey mom and dad, when you say yes mom or yes dad, you're really saying yes Jesus. Because Jesus is the one asking you to obey your parents. What would Jesus do? Did you know that Jesus obeyed his father? John 14:31, Jesus said, I always do the will of my father. What would Jesus do? He would obey his parents. And so should you. So that it may go well with you. And that you may enjoy a good, long life.